Yo me llamo James Gore, soy
Chair of Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, James Gore, starts the meeting by asking how many people in the room were affected by the October wildfires.
Y eso no quiere decir que ustedes, que cada persona...
I don't mean that you had a house that burned, he clarifies. I mean that it had a strong impact on your family.
Un impacto fuerte a su familia.
Gore goes on to list several ways that the Latino community was affected. The families, pushed out of their houses due to rising rents, the fear of going to shelters, not knowing if ICE officials would be there. But tonight, the county wants to hear what Spanish speakers say went wrong. After opening remarks, everyone separates into small groups where a county official leads the discussion. At one of the tables, residents are angry.
La renta es como está. ¿Y qué hace el gobierno? Nada, nada.
Look at our rents, one resident says. And what has the government done? Nothing, nothing. They say, we're going to make a law. Then pass one already. Several people also bring up problems with FEMA's disaster assistance application. In order to apply, at least one member of the household has to be a U.S. citizen. But there isn't a guarantee that undocumented family members will be safe from deportation. That's why some families just didn't apply for federal assistance. But the concern that comes up over and over again is the general failure to communicate with Spanish speakers. Like others, Noemi Palomino found out that she had to evacuate because her neighbors knocked on her door at 1 in the morning.
Pues muy triste y muy fea porque no sabes, no hay información en tu idioma, no sabes qué hacer.
The experience was very sad and ugly, she says. You don't know, there's no information in your language. We left and forgot the machine for my son who has asthma, and we didn't know whether we could return or what to do. There was also little recovery and resource information provided in Spanish afterwards. Marta Zuniga is a case manager for Catholic Charities. They can provide a number of financial resources, including help paying the rent for those displaced.
Ahorita no tenemos tantos personas que hablan español, aunque sabemos que hay muchas personas que fueron afectadas del mismo modo.
Right now, we don't have a lot of people who speak Spanish, even though we know there were a lot who were affected in the same way. The problem is, we don't promote the services in Spanish very well, so people don't know how to access them. Sonoma County is also working to improve its communications with Spanish speakers. Interim Emergency Manager Christopher Godley says that his office will now send out all future emergency alerts in both English and Spanish. He told me last week, the county also plans to launch a new website that will have all information posted in both languages. As far as the other concerns brought up at the meeting, including rising rents and the fear of being deported for applying for aid, they probably won't be resolved anytime soon. I'm Maddie White for KRCB's North Bay Report.